is where 2 million Americans get their automotive information daily. Our Auto Expert.
The other half of Our Auto Expert, Mike Goodell, is here, and we're talking about the road trip for the summer. Of course, road tripping time is upon us. So we went over tires. We mentioned, or Mike mentioned, that you should have water in the vehicle out of the sun. Continue down the list, Mike, because this is Andy's making notes for his big road trip on his tricycle this year.
Yeah, fantastic.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. I might cut the training wheels off. Maybe. If there's a straightaway.
That's awesome. So you'll cut them while riding? Like in the straightaway, you'll just like rip them off?
A circus act.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. A detachable nut bolt.
Awesome. The most important thing when traveling in the summer are your pets. Never leave them in the vehicle. Make sure you bring water for them. Make sure you bring treats for them. Make sure that when you are traveling in your vehicle, that you remember that you have your dog or cat or whatever animal it may be in the back of your vehicle. Critically important. So often we hear these horrible stories every single summer about a pet that's been left in a vehicle. Just be smart, take care of that animal. So that's one of the big steps. And Nick, I know dogs are so big to you. I know you'll want to touch on that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course they get hotter at lower temperatures. So you might want to just take one for the team and bring it down to automatic Andy level of cool in the car.
Yeah, so, like a brisk 54.
So the pet is a little more comfortable. All right.
Awesome. Yeah, that's it.
Good. And then that's a good one too. And I would also say, you should know this as a parent, but if you're bringing along kids who are sort of under the age of 5, make sure you have A, something for them to do, and B, you have a booster seat. Even with a booster seat in the car, they can't always see out the window. So don't be expecting your kid to be able to see out the window and just take in everything you're doing on a road trip. You might want to have other things for them to do in the car, like an iPad or headphones or, something entertaining. I've seen too many parents put their kids in the car and go, look at that, and the kid's just looking at a piece of plastic on the side because they can't see over the edge of the window.
Yeah, make sure your snacks.
That's exactly it.
You got to make sure your snacks are cool too, because nothing's worse than a warm sandwich that wasn't supposed to be warm.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Also, with National Road Trip next week, it is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and today I will, despite the fact we have had torrential rain all morning, the clouds are parting, the sun is coming out. And I'm off to pick up my motorcycle that's been in for service at Nashville Motos in downtown Nashville, BMW GS1250. Thank you very much. But it is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month as you get ready to take off on those road trips. And, I think that's what's beautiful about National Road Trip Day. It's not just about cars. It's your adventure. So whether you're in an RV, you are on a motorcycle, you're in a Impreza RS wagon, like whatever your method of adventure is, it's always about safety. So as you think about Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, make sure you have that DOT approved Department of Transportation helmet, you're wearing the right apparel. So whether you're on a street bike or a adventure bike, there's all kinds of different apparel that you can choose from. I have two different sets of adventure riding gear. One is by Revit, the other is by Alpine Star. They're a little bit more on the pricey side, but I can tell you they are amazing. And I transition from the Revit in the winter, where I want to be warmer, to the Alpine Star in the summer, where it's more textile and a lot of open air zippers on it to let that cool air pass through my body as I'm on the motorcycle. So think about, the motorcycle safety awareness stuff as well, padding, boots, all the things that you need to keep yourself protected, gloves, et cetera. All great tips for getting ready to ride this summer.
There was a point in time, maybe when I was a little younger, that cool motorcycle gear was not, it was still DOT helmets and stuff, but it really wasn't, it wasn't made for safety. The black helmets, all that sort of stuff. But now you see a lot more cool motorcycle gear that has reflective stuff on it. And they've sort of branched out to make it both very visible and very cool at the same time, right?
I will tell. It's so funny you say that. So You know, the motorcycle industry is so funny. If you're a Harley guy, you're wearing jeans and a t-shirt, maybe a leather jacket on a longer ride with like a very, you know, dark helmet that's like kind of sinister looking. It's like that's the motif of a Harley Davidson owner. If you're
tobacco.
An adventure bike rider, yeah, tobacco, cigarettes and all that, you know, drinking bourbon while on your motorcycle, that kind of a mentality.
Ouch.
No, just kidding, of course. But, you know, the adventure riding category is awesome on road and off road. And, you know, the gear is part of the experience. Like mine all matches my bike. And, you know, I just think that's awesome. I love adventure bike riding.
Yeah. And I think I have even seen Harley gear now that started to get a little more bright, you know, with sort of neon patches and that type of thing. It seems to be much more where they're trying to integrate these highly reflective materials into, you know, cool leather jackets. So they have big, bright sleeves on them and those type of things. And you don't have to wear a reflective vest over. I always feel like I'm the you know, what we used to call in England, the lollipop man. But it's, you know, the guy that helps the kids across the street at the school holding the stop sign.
Yep.
So yep. I always feel like that guy when I have to put a reflective vest on while riding my bike. Now the gear is starting to be, you know, much brighter. The everyday gear, not just the adventure gear, but the stuff, the street gear is starting to be very bright. And you've got jackets that actually have a black leather jacket that has cool neon patches on it, just on the arms or the shoulders or whatever.
What does Andy wear on the tricycle?
Oh, I wear
the helmet his family gave him.
Yeah, the Lollipop Guild stuff instead of the Lollipop
awesome.
Man. Yeah. Now I have a giant reflective sweater that is inappropriate for other people to wear.
It's more like a poncho.
Yeah, it's more like a form fitting poncho, Mike. It says, "Beware, there's an obese man on a trike."
I'm looking at you right now on Facebook Live, and I'm wondering what size helmet you wear.
Oh, it's huge, Mike. When I was in high school, I had to get an NFL helmet to play football. So I don't even know if I qualified to ride a bike because it's like it's its own cuddleable entity. My girlfriend doesn't even cuddle me. She just wraps around my head. It's huge.
It's.
I don't even know how to respond to cuddling entity.
Yeah, it's weird, Mike. The whole situation's weird. I have a giant cranium. I get headaches from being so top heavy.
Maybe you just. Maybe duct tape foam around your head.
I should know. Just maybe I should just go to USPS and get $20 worth of bubble wrap and call it a night. That might be cheaper, Mike.
There may be a reason
that could be a solution.
There may be a reason he doesn't ride a bike is because falling off is too traumatic.
I haven't worn a baseball hat since like 92.
There must be a baseball hat to fit your head. We probably should have an inaugural measuring of your head.
You need a proper duct tape and some tape and some measuring tape. And maybe we need to do it in Celsius. That's the problem. That we have to measure it. Maybe the Royal Imperial Metric System.
I have, you know, Mike, I have that little Honda Grom, and I can't even get him to, like, to get his leg over it.
My left leg's bigger than the chassis.
You really should. Motorcycle riding is so much fun, and, you know, it's worth it to try. I mean, just do it on a flat surface in an easy area and you'll figure it out and then you'll fall in love with it.
I wrote in my diary specifically the night I asked Nick if I could take one of his personal bikes out. He said, yeah, you can take whatever one you want out. And it was January 14th at 7 p.m. at night. So I have it on record that I can drive any of Nick's personal motorbikes and there's three at my disposal. So Mike, if you get a phone call at 3 a.m. and it's me, please pick up because I'm trying to figure out how to get it in reverse. And I don't want to call Nick, so please, Mike, just give me one each year.
The beauty, Andy, is that you don't put a motorcycle in reverse.
Oh, see, that's my first problem. I'm already starting to do. I'm already wrong.
I think Mike, we may have to get him into a class before we actually let him get a leg over a bike.
I'm gonna come teach him. I know I have to get to Portland for. Some filming work here in the future. Yeah. I might teach him how to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah,
Need it. Mike Goodell is our auto expert. He is in Tennessee, and you can see all his stuff at ourautoexpert.com. He'll be with us again next week.
More of Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles is coming up.